with the residential use and the building in that area, I don't want to live in an area where the centerpiece of the area are warehouses. So hopefully, with all the information that you've received today, that you'll make an appropriate decision relative to this case. And I'd like to thank everybody on the council for their service to the county and to the state. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Be sure and sign in. Next person, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Russell Rubel, and I live on Elder Lane, just behind the subject property. I, too, agree with the opposition put forth thus far. The property is presently zoned AR1, and the commercial warehousing operation as proposed does not fit with the community. Also, just want to point out, just to go on record, when we originally saw this sign and reached out to the county for any information, the plans or the drawings that were sent to us did not have those notes that talked about the conditional lighting, the conditional fencing, etc. I don't know if it was an earlier proposal or what, but I do think that's probably what solicited some of the first comments and some of the original rounds of letters. But I also want to read a passage from the present draft of the update to the county comprehensive plan. Quote, "It is important to maintain an attractive environment for economic development reasons. Visitors and new residents come to Sussex County for an attractive setting where they can enjoy waterways, beaches, and other natural areas. If Sussex County becomes unattractive with garish signs, excessive numbers of billboards, destruction of natural features, and monotonous construction, it will harm economic growth." End quote. I don't think I'm alone in feeling that Road 361 is one of the more attractive routes remaining in the county's coastal area, and its character contributes to the quality of life that is touted when trying to lure people to either move to the area permanently or part-time or just to visit on vacation. It heads south from Highway 26 or Atlantic Avenue and Ocean View as to West Avenue, changes to Muddy Neck Road as it continues south, curving through the Muddy Neck community where the subject property is located, and then it becomes Kent Avenue at the canal, curving back north before it returns to Highway 26. Presently, as one travels along this horseshoe-shaped route, they leave the commercial strip at Highway 26 and experience the immediate transition to a lovely progression of residential neighborhoods of varying density. The homes range from fairly modest to quite grand, and from homes that have housed generations to those that are only a few months old. The residents of these homes, if they so desire, are able to look out their windows and see what's going on in the neighborhood. They can walk out their doors to engage one another or passersby. And then the opposite is true. Those passing through while walking, jogging, riding in automobiles, on bicycles or scooters, they can see people sitting on porches or decks, playing or working in the yard. They can see the lights on in the windows at night. And I could go on and on, but all of those activities or passive interactions that are accommodated by residential structures contribute to the sense of continuity, connectivity, and community. Those of us living in the immediate area, those that pass through on a regular basis, and even those that might pass through only on the occasional trip to the beach while on vacation, are all treated to an environmental experience that contributes to a sense of well-being and pleasure as one goes on with their daily life. And as mentioned earlier, this progression is only interrupted by four non-residential structures, and all four fit harmoniously into the community. I think there was a fourth one that might not have been mentioned today, but it's a property management company that's actually housed in what looks like a single-family home on a nice-sized lot. Now, the proposed mini storage installation would not fit into this community and would be a rude interruption to the overall experience one gets passing along this route. The collection of 19 or 20 buildings having minimal clearance between each one of them, plus that open space in the driveways that are enclosed on all sides by these buildings, would actually end up reading, when all combined, not as the 46,000 square feet, but would read as one single huge one-story warehouse with something more like 100,000 square feet when all combined. Massive. And due to this nature of the warehousing function and the need to secure the content stored within, the repetitive facades will be blind with only locked doors all facing inwards. And although there's the thin band of landscaping proposed around the perimeter, the long, blank, monotonous perimeter walls facing outward, coupled with the chain link or decorative fencing that's located at those minimal openings, will present a bunker-like outward appearance, totally shutting out the community with the only interaction or connection being through a key-coded operated gate on a driveway that is perilously close to a curve in this route. People are drawn to the Muddy Neck community due to the residential and lingering semi-rural character that has presently been maintained. They will, along with all of us that are already living in this area, will have bought into and will be committed to a community with a unique special character. So it is hoped that the Sussex County Council decides to deny this request for change of use and seize the opportunity to preserve this jewel of a roadway and the attractive, cohesive community that we presently have here in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you. Be sure and sign in, sir.
Hello, my name is Dave Murphy, and I live at 35198 Davis Street in Bethany. I'll be very brief since most everything's been covered. In my opinion, a 19-building storage warehouse does not belong in a residential area. And I have very grave concerns that if this is allowed to go forward, what precedent it might set for other residential areas. The businesses that currently exist, as have been noted, blend in, a lot of open space, very small scale. It is not a 46,000 square foot warehouse with a fence around it. It's a big difference. So I thank you for your consideration and wanted to voice my opposition to this application.
Thank you. Be sure and sign, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Greg Neuner, and I live at 8 Graceland Drive, also in Hunter's Run. I've been a full-time resident there since 2004. And in the 13 years that I've been there, all of the development along Muddy Neck Road has been residential. And some of those developments are huge, with hundreds of homes. And there are more on the books in the planning stage, waiting to break ground and come online. So there's no question that the essential nature of Muddy Neck Road is residential. I drove it this morning from Parker House Road, where Melson's funeral home is, to the Assawoman Canal is 1.2 miles. In that 1.2 miles, there are 11 residential communities. That's an average of one every tenth of a mile. And some things make sense, gentlemen. This makes no sense. The number of people here, I think, is testimony to the way the neighbors feel about it. We hope that you would give consideration to this opposition and disapprove this application. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.
Hi there, my name is Kathy Phillip. I live at 2 Cromwell Drive in Ocean View, which is in Hunter's Run. And I'm only here to voice my opinion and that I agree with the opposition here. I agree with everything they said. It's a residential area, it's beautiful. I moved here from New Jersey 9 years ago because I wanted to get away from commercialism and all of the traffic and everything. And I think it's a very nice residential community. The only question I'd like to leave with you is, I don't know where any of you live, but do you want to live next door to warehousing or within close proximity to it? I doubt it. Thank you.
Be sure and sign in. And ma'am, if you want to come up,
give her room and let her squeeze up there and start talking.
I'm going to be short and sweet. Hi, my name is Rita Prostek. I live at 31 Cromwell Drive. I also am from Hunter's Run. And I just want to know that I agree with the opposition and wish wholeheartedly that you would oppose this. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Kathleen Matthews, and I live at 38407 Boxwood Terrace at the Bayside Community over on 54. So I am within the Baltimore 100, although I'm not an immediate neighbor. And I agree with all the opposition for all the reasons stated above. And one of my primary concerns is that if the county council approves this, you'd be setting a precedent which would affect a lot of other communities as well as the immediate ones being affected by this.
Okay, thank you. Be sure and sign in. Next, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Come on down.
You can pull that microphone down a little bit.
A little bit.
There you go.
My name is Mary Finiello. I live at 38227 Muddy Neck Road, Ocean View. I just want to say I totally agree with what has been said already. Well, not for me to repeat it all, but it's basically all the same. And I thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sign up there.
Be sure signed, sir.
Mike Atkins, 33387 Lazy Daisy Lane. Lived across the street here since 71. In opposition with it, like everyone else says, and point that no one brought up, but in the community of Southampton, where Mr. Galbraith, I think, part-time lives, which he doesn't, won't have a view of the facility that he's building. Southampton had proposed to put mini storage within their community, and I think they found that there was not the need for it, so they nixed that, and that never came to fruition. So I think that says a lot, too. And I think we got enough in the area, and I frankly don't want to live across the street from it. I'd rather see townhouses there. Everything's in character with Muddy Neck Road, because you can ride down there and see it's a residential community. And like I say, I'd rather see 12, 15 homes or townhouses there, something that's in character with the rest of the road.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Be sure and sign in, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You can raise the microphone a little bit.
Hi, my name is Damian Golden. I strongly oppose the application for an ordinance to grant conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mini storage facility to be located within our residential neighborhood. This parcel of land is directly across the street from where I live full time. And as you know, it is also located within a heavily residential area with single family homes located on all sides, along with numerous neighboring residential communities. My main concern is the negative impact it will have on my property value and that of my neighbors. After much research, one of the main reasons I moved here is because my property is just 2 miles from downtown Bethany Beach and was surrounded by land. Excuse me.
You're fine. Take your time.
And was surrounded by land zoned AR1 agricultural residential. I understand the owner of Galbraith Development Group hopes to live in this area full-time by making money off a mini storage facility. But allowing one person a variance to build a 46,000 square foot warehouse commercial business in the middle of an AR1 agricultural residential zoned area is negligent. And in response to one of the attorneys to Mr. Galbraith, not finding Delaware State Police mini storage crime stats, I just did a 15-second quick search on Google and came up October 24th, 2017, Wilmington Centennial Self-Storage Facility burglarized according to Delaware State Police. It does happen. It is in Delaware, and I am greatly concerned about that being across the street from where I live. I would ask you to place yourself in my shoes. What if the land across from where you live was zoned AR1? Agricultural residential, and you were facing this exact situation, would you not be in opposition? I trust that you and my Sussex County Council members will see that this is not an appropriate use for land located within our residential neighborhood and will do what is best for the residents of our community as a whole and deny this application for conditional use of land for a mini storage facility in our neighborhood. Thank you so much for your time and consideration.
Mm-hmm, real quick, do you have any opposition to residential development across the street from you?
Absolutely not. No. That's what it's zoned for.
Okay, thank you. Next.
Good job. Good afternoon. I should say almost evening. County Councilman, members of the public and private sector, friends and neighbors, thank you for the opportunity to speak here today. I am Dr. Rose May Herman, Doctor of Nursing Practice and Nurse Practitioner. I live a half mile from the proposed conditional use for the past 33 years at 14 Calgary Avenue, Ocean View. I'm opposed to commercialization along the Muddy Neck Corridor. Comparing this to any previous applications in that area is only of historical interest. That was then, this is now. I read the packet from the planning and zoning meeting and hope you will consider my point of view, which is different. I believe it aligns with the county's goal to, quote, promote health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare for current and future generations. Conditional commercial use of this agricultural residential zone offers convenience but little more. It could bring prosperity to the developer. I understand the desire to be able to pay for retirement, but for the greater good of the community, a more appropriate use is in alignment with current zoning. For example, low-density affordable housing for minimum wage earners and J1 students, or perhaps a berry farm. It is true that the developer return of investment may not be as easily earned financially, but the moral benefit is greater than any monetary gains in this case. As a healthcare provider, my interest is in the social determinants of health, which according to Healthy People 2020 Initiative are, quote, conditions in environment in which people are bored, live, work, play, worship, and age, that affect a wide range of health functioning and quality of life outcomes and risks. Some of those risks have been addressed today. Our goal is to, quote, create social and physical environments that promote good health for all. Improving the conditions in which we live, work, and play, and the quality of our relationships will create a healthier population, society, and workforce. There are a number of initiatives taking place in Delaware now that involve various sectors working together to improve the health of Delawareans. Today's meeting is one example. Conditional use of agricultural residential zoning for commercialization is inconsistent with these local and state goals. Let me explain. My neighbors are already suffering from anxiety and fear, detrimental to their health. I have concerns regarding environmental conditions, social cohesion, and the ultimate health impact if commercialization along Muddy Neck occurs. It is an environmentally sensitive area. If Mr. Galbraith lived here, he would understand why we call it Muddy Neck. To fill in and pave over 3+ acres could impact the environment from runoff as well as hydrocarbons and metals from boat and vehicle storage. We do not know how it would impact the surrounding roadway system, wells, and public water in the area. What about the septic system? I would not be surprised if there were non-tidal wetlands on that property. Although the developer offers ways to mitigate detrimental aesthetic impacts using earth tones and ornamental fencing, I do not know what that means. I think earth tones are rainbow colors, and fencing keep people out or keep people in. I also wonder about habitat destruction for endangered and other species, from northern spotted owls to honeybees. The developer offers significant landscape, but as you know, it takes many years for trees to mature. Perhaps shrubs, bushes, and lawns are what the developer envisions, but these are incompatible with, quote, backyard habitats as encouraged by the National Wildlife Federation. Lastly, I question the need for self-storage units. I counted 49 companies currently in business in Sussex County, 17 which are within a 15-mile radius. That's 41% of all the storage units in the county. Who uses storage units? People in transition, such as those who are homeless, those who do not live in the community, or perhaps those who have more than they need. We must plan for the future, future generations. And for example, millennials tend to be minimalists. I can't picture coming generations needing storage units the way the world is moving. I do not know. I never in my life felt the need for a storage unit, so I'm at a loss to understand who needs this type of commercialization? Locals or visitors? The developer means well. I can understand his wanting to move to our retirement community near the ocean and to be able to afford a lifestyle he enjoys, but at what cost to his neighbors? The economic benefit would be his alone. Many of us purchase property in that area exactly because it is agricultural residential. Please, I beg you, let's keep it that way. This type of conditional use fails to meet the standard for the general convenience and welfare of the surrounding residents. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Please sign this sheet there.
Next, sir.
My name's Tom Keeley. I live at 3357 Watermill Lane in Southampton Development, across the street from this property. I'll say good afternoon with hopes that there's still time for a nap when I go home.
Always.
I have sent a letter in to P&Z, and I still oppose this. This location is beautiful, almost bucolic residential area that does not need a storage shed facility. It's hard to conceive of a comparison of a storage shed facility to Melson's funeral home, a garden center, and a non-existing dental office that will all blend in quite well with the neighborhood. I don't know how many storage sheds there are because I've already forgotten what Rosemay just said. Quite a few. There are in Sussex County, but I don't know how many. And regardless of that, what is said about natural colors, it will still strike me as being ugly. Only a chicken coop would be uglier. It seems clear from the opposition expressed in writing here today, and from what I've heard, and the lack of support for this error, what this facility should be rejection. I hope that this is all weighed, considering by you gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, if you were local, you would know they're not chicken coops or chicken houses. So,
is there that from the record. Guilty. Make it chicken houses.
Which can be built in
all one. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings here.
And the lights are on all night.
Yep. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else speak
any
in opposition? I see none, so Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, to close the public record as well.
We'll close public hearing. Okay, with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title, and obviously P&Z has not reached a decision yet, so we have to defer.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for mini storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.21 acres, more or less.
Move for a deferral. Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to defer. Any questions?
Yes, just one quick one, and that is, do we know if P&Z is this back on the docket?
It is on the agenda for Thursday, and again, the public record is closed.
Okay.
More questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried.
Thank you for coming. Drive home safe.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm yes, motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
I can take a dose. I got to ask you a question.